Okay. Well, welcome back once again. And you yet another audio-licious piece from, if you guess yours truly, you're damn right. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back once again. All right. Let's go ahead and get this audio-licious piece going. I wanted to do this audio-licious piece today because I'm actually very, very excited to see who's at the top of the charts. That's right. I'm pretty sure you are all also very excited to see who's at the top of the charts, right? If we can do this. Hang on one second. Okay, let me take a look at the charts real quick. Top of the charts we got. It looks like Dumb Genius number 12 is at the top of the charts right now. Now, I didn't officially assign a name to Dumb Genius number 12. I just sort of threw three names out there, but let's just go ahead and call Dumb Genius number 12. Uh-oh, okay? So, Nossi, they're at the top of the charts right now. Oh, my God. And that's... In second place, let's see here. In second place, we have, it's a three-way tie between Dumb Genius number 11, Tangy featuring Chippy and Cakes and Lil Dipshit. Oh, there's a three-way tie. As a matter of fact, if I'm looking at correctly, I can even say it's a 12-way tie for first. That's how close this thing is, because all the other little Dumb Geniuses, they're right behind. So this is a really, really tight race. Oh, wow. And now, it doesn't surprise me, though, to be honest with you, that Dumb Genius number 12's question, or better known as it doesn't surprise me that Dumb Genius number 12's question, you know, is at the top of the charts right now. But looking at the charts and seeing that everything, you know, everyone's right there. Like I said, I could easily say it's a 12-way tie right now. But that tells me one thing, just by looking at these numbers, that, you know, people are tuning into everything. They're not just tuning into some of the audio-licious pieces. They're tuning into everything. Okay? And so... So Dumb Genius number 12, or better known as his question was about the Poopoo Bots, right? And so it doesn't surprise me that, you know, the Poopoo Bots have been very, very popular. You know, people just love it when I talk about the Poopoo Bots. Now, if I really, really wanted to talk about the Poopoo Bots, I can talk about the Poopoo Bots every day, every single day, because there's just so many stories, okay? But I don't know if we want to do that, okay? But like I said, I think after that example about what Poopoo Botism is, or who is or who isn't a Poopoo Bot, after that example I just gave you all, you know, I think you all, you know, should have a pretty clear picture of what a Poopoo Bot is or isn't, okay? Now, if you're still unsure, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe if you're still unsure whether or not you're a Poopoo Bot or whether or not you practice Poopoo Botism, maybe you can't sleep at night, you can't eat, sleep, poop, or sleep at night, you're flustered all the time. Well, I don't really know what to say. I guess the only thing I can say is stay tuned to the animated stuff, because a lot of this stuff is going to get the animation treatment. That's right. So if you all want to know what happens with a lot of the, examples that I gave you all, the animation stuff will go in detail. Oopsie, Nossi, and their example, you know, if you want to know exactly what happens at the end. You have to tune into the animation stuff, okay? Because a lot of this stuff is going to get the animation treatment, along with the live action stuff. I've people who can play these roles. Hang on a second. I hope my mic didn't screw up on me.